In the middle of verse 4, we are touched on that they possess knowledge. Not only knowledge would be advanced in the academy in Babylon, but they were recognized as having knowledge. But what would have been the great motivation, or one of the motivations for Daniel? I am struck, and we pass over that lightly, in the beginning of verse 2, and the Lord gave Jehoiakim, king of Judah, into his hand. Why is that significant, and why would that move Daniel? Why are we here? Why am I here in Babylon? How is it that the Lord of hosts would give Jehoiakim into the hand of this Babylonish monarch? And as Daniel would have reflected on the knowledge, Deuteronomy 27:28-29, as that young generation is taught about the blessings that are associated with faithfulness to God and the curses that will come. And part of those curses are outlined as captivity and bondage. They come to the beginning of taking possession of God's promise. And they see a man with a sword drawn. Are you for us or for our enemies? I am neither for you nor for them. I am captain of Jehovah's host. And those who walk before Jehovah honestly and faithfully, they will see that he is their defender. Lots of things happened. King Josiah, a young man, and we're reading of these young men, recognized after the word of God was found that the distress that we are facing and the impending disaster is because we have departed from the word of God. He saw what God said, and it had been undoubtedly reading Deuteronomy, as to why we are in this dilemma. And Josiah tore his clothes, humbled himself, and said, let's seek the face of God. All that comforted him and said, it will happen after you are gone. Josiah is taking them to glory, and these young men are experiencing this difficulty. God gave us and our king into the hand of this Babylonish monarch, as God promised in Jeremiah. What are we going to do? My life is compartmentalized. The man of the world saw young men, intelligent, handsome, noble, but they did not see nor did they counter or calculate another dimension, the spiritual dimension. And I have no doubt that these young men, as they are appointed as faithful men, would have understood why they were where they are right now. We are in bondage, we are captive. And we are here because our families, our nation turned away from God. And this young man looked up, I believe, and said, oh God, help me. Perhaps as a young man, Josiah applied himself, God help me, that I would not defile myself. God gave, so the sovereignty of God is still at play. So even though of my circumstance is an unpleasant one, God is still on the throne. It's God who allowed this to come to pass. And I will be faithful to God in spite of where I am and the circumstances around me.
Brethren, one second, please. We still have 20 minutes. And we didn't touch on important things. So I'm going to exhort all of us to just move on the food, the heart, and, you know, the testing. These were men that were willing to be tested. And the question is, am I willing to be tested? Does it bring reality? I know David wants to say something. I'll let you say it. But after that, brethren, we're not going to go back. We're not going back.
Certainly.
We're going to go to the food, and we're going to go to the testing after.
Yeah, I'm just suggesting that in order to connect with the food and answer Doug's question as to the contrast between the food and the name change, I think the name change is so very vital for us to understand, because our original names or our original name has a significance to it. What is our name? Our name is Christian. That's what our name is. The world is going to give us a name. And we can say to the world, you can call me whatever you want to call me, but I know who I am. And I believe that this is the disposition that Daniel and Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego had. That their name was the formation that set forth the formation of their character. They're associated with God. Hence, when it came to the food, it was not the same as the name. Because the name, as I said, you can call me whatever you want, because I know already who I am. But when it comes to partaking of your food, which comes into me and affects me internally, then that's where things stop. And Daniel and his friends were able to take that stand.
You might say it this way, that the only person that have the right to change names is none other but the blessed God. He changed names. Other people have no right. The second part about the food, that why is it so important to stand against it? In relationship to what we're reminded about the other things, he went along with it. I always think of this, that the last words of the Apostle Peter, he said, grow in grace and the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. There is something about that food that is contrary, and I'm sure brethren will help us briefly, please, in relationship to the taking in the food, that first he wants to honor the word of God. Because he comes from a Jewish system where the word of God has recorded to this man what to eat, clean food, and what not to eat, which is unclean food. So this is a man that was certain have every intention in his heart to honor the word of God. So that's one of the reasons I would like to suggest that the diet he would not defile. Because he wanted to stick with the instructions of the word of God not to be defiled. And perhaps other brethren can bring briefly certain reasons so that we can move on in the next 15 minutes.
Brother John Hughes.